श्रोतावृन्द नमस्कार। नेपाल सरकार शिक्षा तथा खेलकुद मन्त्रालय शिक्षा तथा मानव स्रोत विकास केन्द्रबाट सञ्चालित रेडियो शैक्षिक कार्यक्रममा हार्दिक स्वागत गर्दछौँ।
Dear students, today we discuss a reading text, Death is a Fiction, under the theme Life and Death, given in Unit 4 of Grade 9, Compulsory English Textbook. Students, be ready with essential learning materials and take notes while listening to the audio lesson. Are you ready, students?
Dear students, how are you all?
We are fine. And you?
I'm also fine. Can somebody tell me where is Samrat?
Can I say, ma'am?
Yes.
He is in the terrace of this building, ma'am.
Why? What happened to him? It's time for our class. Please call him.
No, ma'am. He will not come. He is sad. Actually, his grandfather passed away yesterday and he is in great grief.
So sorry to hear that.
This death is so cruel. It takes away our nearest and dearest people. I just hate death.
We should not say like that, Sunaina. Whether we like it or not, death is sure to happen.
But it is so uncertain. We do not know when, where and how death comes to us.
That's really true. Today we are going to read about similar lesson and you will come to know more about it. Dear students, yesterday we completed Unit 3 and did exercises about that unit. Today we are reading a text that is a fiction, reading one of Unit 4, Life and Death. So, turn over the page number 32.
Okay, ma'am.
Dear students, don't worry about Samrat. He will be all right after some time. Time can heal his wound.
Yes, ma'am. Death is really unpleasant to talk about.
That's true, but we need to know about it so that we can be strong about it. In fact, it is part of our life. So, through today's lesson, we will become stronger talking about the most distasteful matter.
Of course, we will be.
Great. That's amazing. Now, we start with the activities given in the getting started.
May I read the instruction, ma'am?
Sure, why not?
A. Getting started. Look at these pictures and discuss. How do you respond to people in these situations?
Okay, now we are going to discuss about those pictures. Look at the pictures carefully. How many pictures are there?
There are 4 pictures, ma'am.
What is the first picture about?
Actually, all these 4 pictures are of sadness. The first one is of cat, where dead body is taken for cremation. In the picture, we can even see dead body and some people around it.
What about the other pictures?
They are also of sad mood. In the second one, a man was alone and must be thinking about any dead person. Third one seems like a condolence meeting. And the fourth one, I can just guess that a person is having tea as well as grieving at somebody.
That's okay. At least you made the guesses. Now tell me, how do you respond in such situations?
Ma'am, it's quite a difficult situation to respond. Anyway, we also express our sadness saying sorry or I'm really sad to learn about it.
And Sunaina, look at the picture under the title Death is a Fiction. Can you describe it in some lines?
Yes, ma'am. I can see a dreadful picture. I can see some horrible masks. Those masks must represent death or something unpleasant. Actually, these masks seem very scary to us.
There are some questions in the beginning of the text. Even those questions can give us some clear view regarding the text. Let me read the questions. Reading 1. Do you agree with the following statements? Discuss. A. Death is not the opposite of life, but a part of it. B. From the day you were born, you are slowly dying.
Oh, what sorts of puzzling thoughts are these? Very philosophical and difficult to understand.
Oh, that's fine. I was just kidding.
Okay, since we have finished discussing about the pictures, now we can discuss about those thoughts. Okay, let me help you to understand the first one. It means life has many ups and downs before the death. So, the term death is not the opposite of life, but a part like any other incidents of our life.
And the second statement refers to, it is sure that our ultimate destination is death. We must die once we are born.
That's fine. Do you agree?
Absolutely fine.
Then let me start with the first paragraph. Did you ever see somebody who actually died and came back? No. There may be a near-death experience. Near is not good enough.
What is the meaning of ignorant, ma'am?
Good question. Here, the word ignorant means uninformed. You can see other two highlighted words like unawareness and dimension. The first one means lack of knowledge and dimension means different aspects.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. Still, the paragraph is complicated to understand. Could you please help us, ma'am?
Sure, why not? The first paragraph refers to no one has experience of death. But people keep on guessing and creating myth on death. And this is done by the people who lack knowledge. Death is a fiction, means is a matter to imagine only. People have only experienced life, different aspects of life. And near-death experience is not death itself.
Thank you, ma'am. It's clear now. Isn't it, Sunaina?
Yes. Let's move to the second paragraph. I am going to read it. See? What you call as life right now, the process of life, you can also refer to it as death. You can say, I am living right now. Or you can say, I am dying right now. Actually,
this lesson is quite philosophical, ma'am. And the meanings are also twisted. Could you please explain?
Of course. This is philosophical thought. According to this thought, our life is taken as a process, which is continuous movement. The word distraction means without any disturbance. Once we are born, we must die and go to grave.
Thank you, ma'am. Now it's my turn to read third paragraph. Here it goes. So, is death okay or not okay? Even these kinds of questions which are coming up are silly. Because whether you say it is okay or not okay, anyway, you will die. Every moment you are playing between life and death and life and death.
You must be feeling difficult to get it as well. No worries. Here, I can help you to get it. The above paragraph says that whether we like or not, death is bitter reality of our life. The inhalation means taking the breath in and exhalation means taking the breath out is a key in yoga. So is our life. Our body is alive through this inhalation and exhalation process. Here, you may be wondering what is the meaning of dislodge. It means remove. If we cannot take breath in, then we die. The concept is so fragile, means so delicate. And our life is depend on that. Now, let's move to fourth paragraph. Whose turn to read? Please read it.
It's my turn. Here it goes. There is nothing wrong with death. It has to happen. Only because there is death, there is life. You need to understand that the moment you are born.
This paragraph is quite sadistic, which we may not like to discuss here. Our death is confirmed once we are born. The only thing we don't know is what ups and downs come to our life. The word misery means unhappiness, and the word guaranteed means confirmed.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, let me read another paragraph. This whole fear of death has come simply because you have no idea what it is. You have formed ideas about everything, just about everything. But it does not matter what ideas you have formed about life.
The above paragraph tells us that we have developed ideas about all the matters in the life. But no any idea regarding death. We can corrupt, cheat, everything, but not death. We get scared because we do not know the reality. Death is clueless, but still some people talk about it authoritatively. Means they talk as if they know. But the fact is, no one is aware about death.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read last paragraph. They are doing everything not to go to heaven. Why? If you are so sure, you are going to a wonderful place, a better place than this, and then you must hurry up. But because you are not sure.
Actually, no one is sure where you are going after death. Some people talk about it authoritatively, as if they know. If they are sure that there is a better place to live after life, then why they don't hurry up is the question. We imagine about it as the society directs us towards it. Okay, here the lesson is over. This text is taken from Sadhguru, excerpt from Life and Death in One Breath. That's why it sounded so philosophical. I hope I made the lesson clear to you. Now it's time for us to move towards exercise. Look at the given words. This exercise A for Sabina and B is for Sunaina. Then exercise C both of you can do. So turn goes to Sabina.
Certainly, ma'am. Let me read all the words first. Here it goes. A. Find the words from the text that have the following meanings. A. A thing that is imagined. B. A way of looking at something. C. To force somebody to live. D. Face somebody so that you could not avoid. E. To make somebody feel better. Here, the word for A meaning is fiction. We can find it in the title itself. Moving to B, the word that fits to this meaning is dimension. The word dimension exactly refers to the aspects, but aspects here are the way we look at life. So, the word fits into there. Then, the word for third meaning, you can find it in the third paragraph, that is, discloses. After that, talking about fourth meaning, the word that suits here is confronted. And the word for E is solace.
You have done a wonderful job, Sabina. Now the turn goes to Sunaina.
Okay, ma'am. I am also reading the question first. B. Fill in the blanks with appropriate words. A. Death is a blank space created by human being. B. Ultimately, we are moving straight to the blank space. C. According to the speaker, death is blank space. It is sure to happen. D. Human beings have blank space, everything, and they have twisted it whichever way they want. The first word that fits into the blank of A is fiction. You can find it in the first paragraph, third last line. Then B word is grave. We can find it in the second paragraph. Moving to C, the word fits into this blank is confirmed. Then D word is corrupted. You can find this word in fifth paragraph.
Good. Sunaina, you have done a great job. All the answers are right. And both of you have given references smartly as well. I hope you will do the exercise C also wonderfully. Sabina, please read the instruction as well as questions of A. And Sunaina, you get ready to answer it.
Okay, ma'am. C. Answer the following questions. A. According to the speaker, there is only life. How?
Yes, I am ready to answer this question. It's in the first paragraph itself. According to the speaker, there is only life because the death is creation of ignorant people. Nobody has first-hand experience about it.
Both of you did a wonderful job. Sabina, you read question and Sunaina, you answer it.
B. According to the speaker, what is life?
According to the speaker, life is to inhale the breath in. You can find this answer in the third paragraph.
Well done. You can read the next question for me.
Okay, the third question is, C. Why is there nothing wrong with death?
We find the answer in the fourth paragraph in the very beginning line. There is nothing wrong with death because it has to happen. There is life, so there is death.
Good. Next question, please.
Here you go. D. Why do we fear death?
It is because you have no idea about it. It is also in the beginning line, but it is in the fifth paragraph. Okay, last question is left for you. It is E. Why do people have an idea of death?
People have an idea of death because societies talk about it. You can find it in the last paragraph.
Today's class was really successful. You have done excellent job, dear students. I hope you enjoyed today's lesson.
Yes, ma'am.
This much for today. Have a wonderful time. Goodbye.
Goodbye, ma'am.
हस्त श्रोताबृन्द आजको यस शैक्षिक कार्यक्रमबाट हामी सबैलाई बिदा दिनुहोस्. नमस्ते.